KJAN Sports.
Good morning. Welcome in here to our Saturday morning coaches show on KJN as we talk all things Atlantic sports. We'll be talking Atlantic boys basketball coming up here first with head coach Jeff Ebling. We'll also talk Atlantic girls hoops, coach Dan Vargason, and we'll talk a little bit about Atlantic Cam wrestling here this morning, just giving you a heads up of what they have going on. And also we'll hear from Atlantic boys swimming coach Dean Junker as they prepare for their district competition here today as well. The wrestling team will be competing in sectionals. So we'll get to all that coming up. We'll start with boys hoops after this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company that also offers wireless high-speed internet service to Cass, Adair, and Madison counties. We have no contracts, no usage limits, and no installation or equipment fees. Our plans start at $19.95 per month. Call 712-774-2221 or 888-774-2221 to set up your free site survey today. For Powerlift Hydraulic Doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgrove DeKalb dealer. Please contact Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrove today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary.
And welcome back now here to our coaches show here on KJN as we get started with boys basketball. We're joined now here by Atlantic Head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem, Chris.
Well, unfortunately, not a whole lot of new stuff to talk about because the weather got in the way of the game you had scheduled on Tuesday against Harlan, and just the way the schedule worked out as well. You had a little bit of a lull before now a really busy one coming up here this next week, but I guess also gives you an opportunity to kind of hit the reset button a little bit and get back in the gym and work on things. What have you been up to here this week?
Well, it's really just coming down to, still, I guess you can say, getting a comfort level offensively and getting plenty of shots up. We've shot the ball a little bit better the last couple games, but it's still not where it probably needs to be on a consistency level. And, we just trying to make practice competitive, keep them energized because, again, it's a long season when you've been going from mid-November to now, with 2 weeks of the regular season left and then, tournament play. Just, their high school kids' practices get a little bit shorter time-wise. Most coaches have their stuff in and out. It's really just, perfecting and then, getting the game plan in on how you're going to guard certain guys and things like that. So it's pretty light, I guess you can say, right now. We'll practice this morning here, get a good workout in, give them the day off tomorrow, and then Monday night, lace them up against Creston.
Well, I know sometimes it can seem like, it's just game night after game night and you're just turning around and there's not much time to work on anything in between. This gives you a little bit of chance to do that. And I'm sure as a coaching staff, you appreciate a chance to kind of, look at some other teams and plan for what you have coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, last night we actually went to Denison to watch Denison and Clarinda, me and my two assistants. We just drove up there just to get in, a view of possibly a matchup in the postseason with Denison. Those seedings will be determined Wednesday or Thursday, I think, this week. So, and probably come out next Friday or Saturday to everyone else. So it'll be interesting to see where we fall in there. And, as a coach, yes, we still realize we got 5 regular season games left. But we're just like kids. We, like to look ahead and say, hey, where could we be? And, looking at our game on Monday, it could be a pretty big one because Creston's sitting 7-9. We're sitting 6-10. We're both in the same sub-state. And we're both battling for the 6-7 seed the way it looks about right now. So, Monday night's is a big game. And, we're kind of telling the boys, this is kind of like a district game here. This is one where, we still get to play the next day against Clarinda. However, you got to treat it like a district game. Hey, we got to come out. We got to make sure we're ready to go. And, we're trying to simulate that as much as possible before February 18th. So that way, we know how to react and, go out and just play our game.
Yeah, and another team that will be a strong test. It was a close game first time around, and you have an opportunity to get after them again. You look at the scores from last night in the Hawkeye 10, and every night you go out there, you got to show up because anybody can pretty much beat anybody on any night.
Yeah, I mean, and the Smallwood kid, I think he had around 38 points on us the first time, and, you know, we lost by three down there. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a long time ago. It was early December. They've gotten better. We've gotten better. You know, so our main goal here is make sure we kind of slow him down, kind of contain him. We can't let him have those 38-point nights. And, you know, offensively, we got to keep sharing the basketball. And the last couple days in practice, we've seen some glimpses of, you know, real good offensive basketball. Just the competitiveness on the defense was kind of transitioning into our offense. And we really feel that we're hopefully turning a corner. Mm-hmm. You know, especially at this point of the year, we want to be playing our best basketball by this point. So, you know, we've got five games left in our regular season against very quality competition. You know, you got Creston, then, you know, Clarinda's next, and then we got Trainer coming in on Friday. The following week, we got Harlan on Monday and Denison Shelsway on Thursday. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier or anything like that. So, you know, come out each game, focus on the team we're playing, do the best you can. And, you know, we've got the players to do it. We were in talking, you know, ball goes our way a couple times here and there. We're maybe 8-8 or 10-6, you know. It just doesn't work that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just got to keep fighting, keep, you know, putting up the best you can. And I think our boys will come through here, and I think, you know, we'll hopefully make some noise here in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the way the schedule sets up here for you with a lot of those quality teams still left here down the regular season, it gives you that opportunity to get in that stride that you want to get into. You know, you know now that the postseason is there, like you said, and it's kind of in the back of your mind that you're getting ready for those postseason games, but here's your opportunity to get to that point where you feel like you're ready for those games.
Yeah, I mean, you got to treat these games like they're postseasons. Mm-hmm. You know, get yourself mentally prepared, know the scouting report, know how you're going to guard certain people. You know, it's a lot for high school kids. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of detailed work that, you know, sometimes, you know, it could be overwhelming. You know, we had some guys that, like I said, in the past previous seasons, they didn't see a lot of varsity playing time. You know, they kind of got thrown to it. It might have taken this long to kind of understand what it actually takes to play at the varsity level, especially in the Hawkeye 10. So it's time. I mean, mm-hmm. we tell our boys, hey, this is it. You know, it's time to, you know, go out, play as hard as you can, as long as you can, you know, and the wins will take care of themselves. If you're doing things right and, you know, paying attention the best you can, you'll come out on top in the end.
Well, and I know Monday night, you mentioned just a big game in its own right in general, but then there's also some other stuff going on with the Coaches vs. Cancer Pink Out. Want folks to come out and try to support that and help out a good cause as well, so hopefully it'll turn into a good atmosphere also.
Well, yeah, and I believe there's a dance, little kids dance during halftimes. It's also senior night and the Cancer Awareness Night. So, you know, we're expecting a big crowd on Monday. We'd love to, you know, see how packed we can actually pack the Atlanta gym there a little bit. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get plenty of community support in there. And like I said, we're hoping for, you know, two good games. The girls, you know, they had a big win last night on the road. And, you know, their tournaments are coming up real quick. So we're hoping that, you know, we can kind of make it a home court advantage against Creston there on Monday night. And hopefully we can come out on top.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate coming in here this morning.
Hey, no problem, Chris.
That's Atlantic Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeff Ebling. We'll come back and talk girls hoops in just a moment. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Mala Engine Components in Atlantic is a leader in engine and drivetrain technology. Mala is proud of their employees and families and their contributions to Cass County and surrounding communities. Mala Engine Components in Atlantic, providing great jobs for great people since 1979.
Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Call Plowman Earthmoving at 641-740-0438. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auction. Property Connection Real Estate. It's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker. Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. We now turn our attention here to girls basketball. Head Coach Dan Vargas in with us here this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, thanks for coming in, and fresh off a win last night. Go on the road to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln and find a way to get one done.
Yeah, I felt really good. You know, anytime you can go into a 5A school's gym and beat them on a Friday night, you know, you feel pretty good about that. And the way our team came together last night, it's great with us being on the week out from postseason play.
Well, looking at the quarter-by-quarter scores, it looks like it kind of went back and forth. You get down there early, it gets close then again at halftime, and then you get down again in the third quarter and then rally back to win it. So kind of one of those up-and-down affairs.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of weird. Normally we come out in the first, we're pretty even. Second quarter, we usually have a slump. Last night we flipped the script. You know, we were tied 20-20 at half, coming out into the third. You know, they took a little lead on us, 7 points, but, you know, we were down 15 to St. Albert in fourth. When we came back and beat them, so we knew that we're a good fourth quarter team and we just needed to stay within striking distance. In fourth quarter, we came out right away and we had a lead pretty quick. So it says a lot about our resilience coming out in the fourth quarter and battling back.
Well, and I just heard you talking a little bit here before we got started that girls got a lot of opportunities to head to the free throw line, which has been a strength for your team here this year, and they took advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, in the first half, there were maybe free throws that we attempted. And then in the second half, you know, with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter, we had 7 fouls to their 2, and the way the game was called was changed, and our girls hadn't adjusted. And I called a timeout, you know, pretty fired up, not at the officials, but that we aren't reacting and seeing. They're calling everything. You've got to take advantage. You know, if we're being called for it, they're going to call them as well. Mm-hmm. And out of that timeout, pretty quick, I think Kenzie Waters put her head down, went to the rim, and went to the line. And the next possession, we did it again. And the next possession, again. And they took advantage of the way the game was being officiated. You know, we went from 4 free throw attempts. We shot 38 last night. And we were 31 of 38, 81%. Score 60 points and 31 from the free throw line. You know, that's huge. You know, 28 points in the fourth quarter, and we probably only made 3 field goal attempts.
Yeah, that's huge when you have the opportunity. And, you know, it's one thing to get there, but another to step up and actually knock them down. And that's what your team's been doing all season long. So good to see them come through and do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it was in crunch time. You know, the game's on the line, and we have kids knocking down free throws. And, you know, their assistant coach came up to us after the game and said, "Man, I've never seen that before." He goes, "We're not going to get into why you're shooting them," but he goes, "The fact that you're shooting them at that clip," because at one point you were 20 to 21. I mean, they were just dumbfounded on their bench that we were making free throws at the rate we were. You know, you don't usually see that with a 2-12, 2-14 ball club. Mm-hmm. But that says a lot about our kids and the way that they're competing. And, you know, our record doesn't always reflect the way that we play.
Yeah, and you have an opportunity now here the next week. It's going to, I guess, gets a little bit busier the way the schedule gets moved around here a little bit, but opportunity to go on the road to have to make up that game against Harlan, and then, of course, postseason's right around the corner here coming up next Saturday, so a chance to, next week to get ready for that big game on Saturday against Shenandoah.
Yeah, you know, this week's a little bit of the revenge tour. You know, 3 out of the 4 teams we play this week has beat us. You know, Creston, they had a great night when they beat us at third place, and, you know, we didn't play our best basketball then, so it's going to be a great opportunity. You know, we're going to have a full crowd at the Pink Out and Villa Dance Night and Senior Night and everything else. So hopefully we can get the crowd into it early and hopefully, you know, take advantage of that. Tuesday night, you know, we play Clarinda again. Last time was a foul fest, so it'll be nice hopefully to be able to just play a basketball game against them. Thursday, Harlan, you know, again, that was one of those games we played in the middle school and they shot well, and that got them on a little win streak. And then we turn around Saturday, and we have districts first round or regionals up at Shen. You know, I actually like the way this week runs. You know, we don't have time to sit and think. You know, we just get to go out and play basketball. It's easy as a coach. All we have to do is, you know, do a walkthrough Monday. Tuesday, we know our game plan already. Thursday, we'll have time on Wednesday to go through, and then we'll be ready one day for districts. You know, just rest a little bit, get some shots up, and, you know, hopefully build some confidence this week.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, what in particular are you looking for your team to do here this week that you want to see them be good at heading into that game on Saturday?
You know, defense. You know, we know that when we play Shenandoah, offensively, they're a good basketball team. You know, not taking away from their defense. You know, they can get it done there as well. But everyone knows Logan Hughes is going to score the ball and rebound. You know, and you're not going to stop Logan Hughes. Mm-hmm. You just try to keep her around her average. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then Roxy Denton, you can't let her go off for 20 like we did last time. And Clara Campbell with 15. You know, we've got to do a better job defending those other players that, you know, that's why they're there. You know, if everyone cheats over to Logan, they're going to hit those shots. So we're going to have to be able to play good, effective team defense. You know, we may be throwing some different things in this week to try to prepare for Shenandoah. You know, give them different looks so that they have to react and, you know, force other people to beat us.
Well, and as you mentioned, coming up on Monday night, should be an awesome atmosphere with so many other things going on aside from just the basketball game. So we certainly encourage everybody, if they have the chance, to get out there and support. Of course, support the seniors there in their final endeavor. There is a kind of head down the road here, and it should be a good atmosphere, and hopefully you can pick up a win there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about, you know, the girls always like the pink out, but, you know, we talked about making it more than just a uniform. You know, we talked about the impact that cancer reaches, and even in our community, on our team. You know, we've got people on the coaching staff affected by cancer. We've got players affected by cancer. You know, it hits home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to do this to raise awareness. We don't want to do this to wear a pink uniform. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to put the money where the mouth is. So we want to raise some money for cancer research. You know, 100% of the money is donated out to the American Cancer Society. So it's a great cause. You know, if you can give a couple bucks, you know, if you want to sponsor, whatever, that's great. But, you know, the big thing is just raising awareness and letting people see how big it really, really is.
Yeah, it's certainly something that affects everybody's life in one way or another, and want to see that support. And, of course, hats off to CCHS for their funds that they're going to match there with all the points scored. So hopefully the girls are ready to drop them in on Monday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'd be nice for us to go off offensively. You know, this would be a great opportunity. And, you know, both the boys and the girls are capable of scoring points. You know, hopefully we can get, you know, last time we scored 55 and the boys scored around that or higher. So, you know, hopefully we can take advantage of that sponsorship. And, you know, I'm very thankful, you know, as an AHS field advisor as well, you know, partnering with Cass County. And a lot of other people partner as well. You know, we've got a bunch of smaller businesses that get involved, and, you know, we'll give them a thank you and shout out later as well. I don't have that information on hand, but it takes a lot of people to make this event successful.
All right. Well, a busy week coming up here, Coach. We look forward to it, and we'll see you on Monday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason. Be back and hear about boys swimming with Coach Junker coming up next.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Dr. Andrew Stanislav at Southwest Foot and Ankle Center can help you with your sprains, heel pains, injuries, and more. Southwest Foot and Ankle Center in Atlantic at Midwest Health Center, or just east of the square in Red Oak at 800-334-5516. Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment on Highway 59 in Harlan.
Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk Atlantic sports, and now going to be speaking with Atlantic Head Boys Swimming Coach Dean Junker. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, winding down here the season, you get an opportunity to head out there now for regionals coming up here this weekend. I guess, first off, let's start with how you think your boys have performed here down the stretch run of the regular portion of the season, and do you feel like you're prepared here for this moment?
Well, we've had a pretty good go here towards the last month. Put in a lot of work. They haven't had a lot of meets, so they've been able to stay in the water and continue swimming. And we've seen some good improvements time-wise, but we're a little ways away from qualifying for the state tournament, but we're going to go get some experience and go swim with these other schools, and hopefully we might have some surprises, but even if we don't, the experience is worth an awful lot for these freshmen. So it should be a good day.
Yeah, I'm sure some great competition across the board that you'll see there. I guess, you know, what type of competition, and maybe what are some of those teams that are standing out there that are really going to be the ones to try to knock off there?
Well, Waukee's going to be there, and I'm sure that they're going to throw their hat in and attempt to be one of the top teams in the state when this deal's all over, and he's got some really good swimmers coming up, so I look for them to really do well. I also look for Johnston to really do well. They've got a tough squad, so both those teams will have several kids that are that will really impress everybody. Lewis Central will be there, and they've got a couple of kids that are pretty darn good. The one boy, he's good in the 200 and 100, and he'll swim really well. He's a senior, so I look for him to have a big day. And other than that, you know, I really don't know what the other teams will have, but I'm sure they'll have, each one will have a couple individuals that'll stand out. Mm-hmm. So it should be a really good day.
Well, and I guess for your team in particular, Coach, any specific events that maybe you feel like are performing at their best here at the end of the season, or maybe events that have improved the most throughout the year for your team?
Well, I hope that Brian York can really have a good day in the 500. He's gotten down to 519, and that's a personal best for him, he's really done well and worked hard this year, so that should be really interesting to see how he does. The rest of the boys, if we just improve, that will just be terrific, because they've had a long ways to go, and we just can't expect them to come all that way in a year. But mm-hmm. they've done so well so far. If we just improve a little bit, I'll really be happy with what they've done. And our relays have come a long ways, and that's what I'm really looking for, is just improvement there and them doing their best and going away happy, because that'll just help next year when it's time to try to go a little further.
Yeah, and I know you had a lot of fresh faces to work with here this season, you know, a lot of rollover from last year's squad, and a lot of guys that are, you know, getting that first experience, so that's what you want to see, is that improvement throughout the year. And I've noticed from just seeing your results throughout the year that really has been the case for your guys. You have continued to go out there and, you know, set personal best each time you're getting out there, and the opportunity to compete, so they're climbing that ladder and getting there.
Yep, they've really gotten a lot more mature all year. We started off, and boy, we just didn't have a clue, but they soon figured that out. And the thing that you like to see is that gleam in their eye when they come back and they know they've done better. But the thing about it is they want to compete with these people, and in order to do that, we got to get better. And they'll just flat tell you, you know, Coach, I'm getting better. I'm really trying hard. And I always ask them, did you give me your very best? And they'll tell me yes. And that's really important to me. So I think we've come a long ways, and I think we're doing a lot better than what we were at the beginning of the year. So.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you on what you have been able to get the boys to accomplish here up to this point. And we wish you the best of luck there at that regional meet, and hope you come out and see some good times.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the coverage you give us. So we'll just go see what we can do and hope for the best.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Head Boys Swimming Coach Dean Junker. Back with more on our coaches' show in just a moment here on KJAN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top-quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tyker and Mark Van Tyker, owners. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. That's Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. Olson's BP, the Keep You Going store in Atlantic, the home of Champ's Chicken and Godfather's Pizza Express. 24-hour pumps at 110 Locust Street in Atlantic. And welcome back here to our coaches' show on KJAN. We, with the weird schedule here this week, didn't end up catching up with Atlantic Camhead wrestling coach Tim Duff. And, of course, very busy for him here today as he gets ready for sectional action as they go on the road to Ida Grove here today for their sectional here today for the Atlantic Cam squad. So we wish them the best of luck, and we anticipate that they will be in a opportunity to send a lot of guys on here to the district ground coming up next weekend. So we wish those boys the best here today. And, of course, congratulations to them as well for their performance last week as they take the Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Championship in the tournament. And Shenandoah, they scored 224 points to win that tournament. Harlan came in second with 195.5. Lewis Central, Glenwood, and Creston the top five. And Atlantic had champions of four of them, with Joe Weaver at 120, Chase McLaren at 138, Connor Pellet at 152, and Cale Roller at 220, all individual title winners. Garrett McLaren at 106, Abram Moore at 113, and Caden Stutzman at 145, all finished as runners-up. And big hats off to Chase McLaren. He became the first Atlantic Cam wrestler to win four Hawkeye 10 Conference individual titles and captured his 200th career win. He also won his four Hawkeye 10 Conference crowns in four different weight divisions during his career, and he's one of only a very few handful of wrestlers that have been able to win four Hawkeye 10 Conference championships, and also one of very few wrestlers, just a handful of a little over 20 in the state, around 20 in the state, that have been able to win 200 wins in their careers. So hats off to Chase McLaren, terrific career, and we hope continues on with much more success starting here today at that sectional meet. So we wish the Atlantic Cam squad the best of luck at sectionals today, and they'll move on, hopefully, a lot of wrestlers to districts next week at Harlan, and we'll have coverage next week at Harlan there for you. Jim Field will bring you that here on KJN. That's going to wind down our coaches show for you here this morning on the station where your friends are. We appreciate everyone that has tuned in here for this morning, and we'll be back again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for more on Atlantic sports. Thanks to Atlantic head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling and girls basketball coach Dan Vargason for stopping in, and also thanks to Atlantic boys swimming coach Dean Junker for his time here this week, and thanks to Coach Duff for his help throughout the year of the wrestling squad as well. We'll catch up with him here after sectionals and looking forward to districts next weekend. So that's going to do it for our coaches show here this morning on the station where your friends are. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.